He had movers that could reset his furniture. I was like, this dude is real.
So goes out, tells everybody, come on, come on, come on. And I was like, hey, Q, hold up, man, hold up.
I'm not ready to do no audition. And he said, all right. Well, what you need? Tell me what you need. Just set the meeting for a week and I could do it. He said, yeah, you know, Brandon Tartikoff, the head of NBC, is out there. I'll get him to schedule for next week. And then you know what's going to happen? Something's going to come up and then he's going to have to reschedule. Oh, yeah. So three weeks from now, Q, we can do it 3 weeks from now. I said, yeah, 3 weeks from now will be good. Or you could take 10 minutes right now and you can change your life forever. I was like, f*** it then. Yes, give me 10 minutes. I said yes, and I let it rip. And I got to the end, and everybody's clapping. Quincy looks at Brandon Tartikoff, the head of NBC. Did you like it? And Brandon said, yeah, I liked it, Quincy. He said, no, did you like it? And he's like, yeah, I liked it. He's like, good, you're his lawyer. Draw me up something right now. Damn, Quincy ordering other people's lawyers around. Like, that's his lawyer, Quincy, leave that man alone. And Quincy turned to me, and he was like, hey, Will, you got a lawyer? Quincy, I'm broke. If I had a lawyer taking 5%, he'd owe me money right now. He was like, all right. And he turned to his assistant. He was like, get Will a lawyer. Quincy had been drinking.